Would you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Holly Lapsley-Fletcher, and I go by the name Lapsley.
So let's start with Southport Merseyside. So is Southport Merseyside, is that technically a suburb of Liverpool? I'm gonna purposely be dumb here.
It's like Naperville to Chicago.
So do you say water?
Water.
Yeah, you see, now that's interesting. So where is the border between the real north? Where does water start and water begin?
It's funny because there's such a massive contrast even between Liverpool and Manchester accent, and I'm wedged in between the two. So I have an influence from both cities. So I'd say I'm more Scouse, but yeah.
So you're like Liverchester.
Yeah, but I'd rather be associated with Liverpool.
Well, it could be Man or Manpool, which is even.
We always have a bit of a war against the other city. So
yeah, but I like that. Where are you from? I'm from Manpool.
Manpool.
You know, if you decide to do an alternate like band. Manpool.
Yeah, I quite like it. It's very visual.
Okay. Family, not musicians, doctors, lawyers, piano lessons at 5, then guitar and drums and oboe, music on the internet for friends and family, and then ...
First of all, I was shit at music. I was awful. I was the worst in my class. I was the worst in the orchestra. I was very creative, and I think there's a difference. Hence why we know family, friends who are jazz professors or they're in an orchestra. But that's very different to necessarily being creative. And so I always struggled at music, but I excelled at academics. But there was this creative suppression, so that's a fact.
So, you know, you never know where you're really going to end up based on certain things, right?
Yeah, I was really good at writing letters growing up. So I got given all these.
That's perfect for songwriting.
Yeah, but it's funny because I represented like, you know, the Olympics in 2012. I represented like the Northwest for sport for children, which is so random. I used to do this thing where I'd see an opportunity and I was so good at writing letters that I was constantly get given them, but I never would be good enough for the role. But I just.
But you got there.
I found it fun to be able to just like write these letters and sneak through and represent all these things. So I was a bit of a cheat to myself. I was just very good at writing and persuading.
So I'm gonna give you this. Everything I do it my way. It's not for the label's sake. I do it for me and it's fun. Tell me about the fun part and the doing it for you, because before we even get into the record and what it's about, which has been talked about, I'm more interested in what is the fun part? What is the part as you're bouncing from Lollapalooza to sweating at Coachella to zooming over here to, you know, living a life at your age where you've made some decisions and this is hard work?
Well, I struggled this year in finding it because what was fun about making music was sitting in my bedroom and doing what I wanted without any external pressures. And I'd say I didn't really do that this year, so I have to find my own fun within things that I don't know. It's not like from a child this is what I've wanted and therefore I put aside things that I don't want to do in order to do this. I've had to grow into this job role and find my own way of enjoying it. And I realize I love talking. I'd rather get more involved in debates and press than I would performing, in a way. Performing is very scary. I didn't make music to perform. So that's something that has been a slow process to enjoy performing.
Do you ever wake up in the morning, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, and say, I'm going to make sure it doesn't suck me entirely in so it still remains fun?
I think the whole reason it's been successful in the first place is because I've seen the whole thing very objectively and I've not been desperate, and so I've made rational decisions in a very irrational world of music. Therefore, I don't worry.
So you strike me, and let's see if I'm completely wrong. Let's talk raves. Let's talk Liverpool. Let's talk my daughter who's 15. Now she's going to be a sophomore in high school, which is second year, but all girls school, by the way. But really, you didn't fit in to the rest of that group, and when they go, oh, you're going to raves, you're these drug infested dangerous places at that young age?
Well, it's funny because I was a child of extremes. I was very popular in school, and I was captain of the school teams and head of all the different groups. And then there was a side of me that was very, very different, which I kept very private, which was this...
The dark side
of Lepsy. But it was, and I struggled with mental health issues as well. I think my way of coping with this intense pressure that I think I put on myself, but also other things, was to go out and to do things very secretly, to maybe get with boys when I shouldn't have, to go to these raves surrounded by people who were older. And it was kind of a thrill, because it was everything else, although it was difficult, it was so easy, it was so...
There's a different kind of, the pressure goes away, yeah.
Yeah, I craved some, it was almost an environment that was, people didn't look at me for any academic thing, but like, I was literally a person in a room.
It could be you.
Yeah, someone who was creative, which I never really was allowed to. So
let's talk in the box, as they say, in quotes. So, you know, a lot of creative people are loners, and we like that. And then, in your case, and sometimes in my case too, now it's like, uh-oh, and we'll talk about getting signed in a second, but oops, I'm signed, and now they're going to thwart a producer on me, and they're going to say, you have to work with this mixer, and you have to do that. And I know that you're pretty fervent about the fact that, of course, you want it to sound great, but this first record was very much yours. And I imagine that these were not hard-won battles, but they were probably, I don't want to say requirements, but, you know, probably how you made the decision who you signed with and who you worked with and who's on your team, right?
It was either my way or I don't do it. And therefore, you come to a middle ground.
And people are willing, and I guess when you have the talent...
Willing, because I...
Because they have.
Which means that they want me there, because I don't care if they want me there. I mean, now I do, because I've signed the deal, and I want to... I'm not a quitter, so I'm not going to waste a chance.
So, the deal. You put this thing on SoundCloud.
Okay, that's why I kind of feel like I don't know how the hell I've ended up here.
But how did you? So how did, how many people knocked on the Lapsley door before you got to this wonderful label that you're on? What were there any like definitive questions? Like kind of like meeting a guy and saying, okay, here are the must-haves.
All of this happened about 3 months after I just put it on the internet. And I know that the A&Rs are scouting constantly. Well, I know now some of them a bit predatory. And I didn't tell my parents for about 6 months.
Why did you think they would be like, no, now this is real, I don't want you to do this?
Well, no, because I didn't want to do it. I didn't know what it was. I'd never in my whole life had I ever considered doing a career in this. It was not, and I was happy because I had other goals. This was just pure inquisitive, like, what is this door, this Pandora's box that I opened? So I was speaking to them for months, and they were always really surprised. They were like, "We'll pay for your ticket to London. Like, come and see us." And I was like, "No, I've got my A levels. If you want to meet me next Saturday in Liverpool." And they were like, "Oh, okay, we'll come to Liverpool then." And I was like, "Why is it so easy? Like, I'm not. It's just like, if they want you, and now I understand how the A&R works. Like, they are so desperate for something new and." I don't know, me being me, I'm not trying to be anyone else, so obviously it probably comes across as something new, because it's not, I'm not copying, or I'm not a creation by a label, so it automatically sticks out because it's not attached. So I started these mind maps on my walls of the different labels, the different management, different lawyers, and I had the pros and the cons of each of them, and I gathered this for months. Quite secretive, and then towards the end I started to tell my parents, and they were just like, I don't know what's going on, I'm just going to leave it to it, in a sense. Unless you come to sign a contract, then I'll leave you to it. And I didn't. I spent a lot of time before I signed any contract. And then, after a lot of debating, I naturally came to the conclusion of my management and...
XL Recordings Now, you share XL Recordings with some really interesting people, amongst which is the one that people just go out of their way to try to compare you to in some way, shape, or form. And I've never really seen that.
Seen it?
And I've never seen it, okay?
Says anyone with a brain knows that it's different. If anyone's even listened to the music, they know it's different. I think if you're looking purely maybe on a physical observation, which is very shallow, purely because I'm, you know, probably considered a plus size, then that's
oh, but come on, no.
Do you get what I mean? Like, there's it's just on a basic level.
But that's not music.
It's not music. But
that is really pulling pretty hard to try to find a connection.
Well, it is, and you know, I don't know where it comes from. Maybe because the tone of my voice isn't that squeaky clean Disney or whatever. It's just a voice. Maybe that's the connection, but I don't know.
So where was that moment where you discovered you had two voices and that it would be really fun to harmonize with yourself?
Probably like the second time I decided to do anything. I'm not going to lie and say that there was a big thought process into the things that I did, but most of the songs that I did on SoundCloud took about 3 hours to make, and that's the truth. And I feel like the best things that I do make are very much, you know, things that I don't spend a lot of time on because it's more natural.
But one of the things you do talk about, which is, it goes both ways, but you talk about lyrics before beats. When you're writing the poetry, is there nothing in your head that tells you what the meter is going to be?
What I made didn't have to be a song. It didn't have to be 3 minutes 30. It didn't have to be 5 minutes. It didn't have to be 2 minutes. It could have been whatever it wanted. And each of the stuff that I released early was whatever it, different things. And I don't know, sometimes I'll start with a phrase and I'll build the whole song up just from a phrase. Or sometimes I'll have a poem already written. Or sometimes I will start with the music and I've just twinkled around and... So it's very different. With this album, I definitely did more preparation in terms of writing more fully formed poems or having more fully formed beats and music before I delved into either, purely because I knew I had a goal at the end, which was an album. So
many, many people have written books, like novels, about troubled relationships. But writing an entire record about a troubled relationship, and more so a relationship that's troubled not because the partnership was bad, but more so because of all the other mitigating factors. And I've been with people that have had various, you know, illnesses, and you know, you want to be the savior, you want to be the person that's going to be the rise above it, and you want to make it work. I've always found that art is cathartic. And that's one of the places, if you are creative, that you can pour it into. What was the moment that you realized that you were going to make the record about this?
It was the easiest thing to write about. It's what was on my mind at the time. I write about things that are current because it gets them off my chest. It wasn't like, I'm going to write about a hypothetical situation because I've not had enough relationships to be able to do that. These songs on the album and everything I've released are the only songs I've ever written in my life.
Now you have the freedom to write about anything you want, right? Because you've done that.
Well, a lot has happened since I handed in the album, so I've been collecting a few things mentally that I have a lot to talk about. I've had a lot of opinions on, you know, social commentary and relationships with my family and everything that's going on in the world. So I'm excited to get back in the studio in that sense.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. So what two songs of yours do you want on the outside? Let's start there.